Now, the rest of the story. It was a class assignment at Stuyvesant High School. Write down what you want to do with the rest of your life. Well, Jim thought for a moment and he wrote, Big League Baseball Player. But then reflecting on how few hopefuls ever make it into the majors, he added these options. A boxer, or a farmer, or a doctor, or go to sea, or drive a harness horse, or be a philanthropist. Had anyone at the time suggested that Jim consider becoming a chorus girl? Well, the person who proposed it could have been expected to get a fist in the face, but this is the rest of the story. After school and late into the night, Jim did everything in his power to supplement the meager family income. Particularly now that his dad was dead, every dollar counted, and so he took a job as a copy boy for the New York Sun. He worked as a bouncer at a local pool hall, as a book custodian at the public library, as a busboy at a neighborhood restaurant, as a bellhop at the Friars Club. Jim even worked telephone switchboards and sold excursion tickets for the Hudson River Day Line and wrapped gift packages at Wanamaker's department store. Often Jim's odd jobbing would keep him up till 3 in the morning, but he still managed to do his homework and to be at school at 8 a.m. 5 days a week. And yet of all of the jobs Jim considered, of all of the hard work he was willing to do, working as a chorus girl had never once crossed his mind until... One day at Wanamaker's, a fellow package wrapper asked Jim, can you dance? And Jim answered that he could do the Peabody, but then so could a lot of people. And then this co-worker told Jim that there was an opening for a dancer down at Keith's 81st Street Theater. They were offering $35 a week. Well, Jim dropped the package in his hands, and the blood drained from his face. $35 a week? That was a fantastic amount of money in those days. Why, Jim could support his mother and himself on $35 and still have money to spare. I'd jump through hoops, he said, if I could bring in $35 a week for the family. And Jim was out the door. It was only after he reached the theater on 81st Street that Jim realized there was an audition standing in his way and Jim could not dance. Dozens were trying out. Jim stood at the end of the long line of talented troopers backstage. He watched them closely as one by one they went out to do their stuff. They were all asked the same questions. Can you dance? Can you sing? Their answers were always the same. A confident, sure I can, but Jim couldn't. He couldn't have sung Sweet Adeline if there'd been a gun at his head. And yet somehow, in the next however many minutes, Jim was going to have to learn. And you know he did, right there backstage. With intense interest, he studied every move the others made, and when no one was looking, he tried to imitate their dance steps, and most remarkably of all, when at last it came his turn to audition, Jim impressed the show's producers enough so that he landed the part. And only then did Jim learn that he was to appear in drag. He was to appear in women's clothing as a chorus girl. Oh, he took the job because it meant $35 a week. And to the rest of us, it meant decades of entertainment that we might never have enjoyed otherwise. And I hope now you'll never forget the vaudeville debut that led to one of the greatest careers in show business history. Nor the 15-year-old singer-dancer who could neither dance nor sing. You remember him, of course, as Jimmy Cagney. Only now you know the rest of the story.